Welcome, and we're back with Charlie on the road. This is actually the first time I'm doing this by myself, and all I'm going to do right now is just spit facts that I'm thinking about, you know, like driving. The fuck's up with people in driving nowadays, you know? You got people with common courtesy that allow you to pass by when you need to, and then you got people that are ready and willing to die with you on the road just for that little prideful moment. I get it, dude. You got somewhere to go. We all got somewhere to go, you know? Sometimes, you know, where I have to be is more important than where you have to be, but it doesn't matter, dude. It's all about getting to our fucking destination safely. The fuck is up with you people driving like maniacs, cutting people off? Like, you ever see that person that, like, you're on the road and then somebody just cuts you off and then they put the blinker on as they're doing it? The fuck is the point? What is the point? You know, you've already done it. You might as well just fucking keep going. Fuck the blinker at that point. You know, how about you use the blinker like 10 seconds before you're about to fucking turn? I'll be nice enough. You know what I do? I can sense when somebody wants to cut me off and I'll just fucking move up a little bit and be like, no. I know what you're trying to do. It's not going to happen. But then there's somebody in front of them that'll put that blinker on and I will slow down, do whatever it takes to let that person get through. You know why? Because that's called common motherfucking courtesy. Now, I'm going to curse a lot, so if your kids are listening, fucking let them. They got to learn eventually, right? No. Put them in the fucking room. What are you doing with your kids listening to me? They should be playing sports or something, fucking losers. Anyways, I'm just out here spitting my facts, spitting off tops. I feel like this is like therapy for me because I just got to let some of this shit out of my mind. You know what I mean? And all I do is drive. What I do as a job is consistently just driving and driving. And it's cool. It's fun. I like to do what I do. It's you know, it's just, it's customer service. But at the same time, I'm not going to lie, I don't give a fuck about customers. I just want the money. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you could be a good person, but you're not being a good person for free. Let's admit it. We're all being nice for some fucking money. And some people know it. Some customers know that you're just being nice for the money. So then they test your fucking niceness and start to just, you know, they want more from you. They want more for the dollar. I want more for my dollar too, but I'm not going to be unrealistic about it. You know what I mean? You got to be realistic about shit. You can't be like, hey, you know, I'm charging you $100. It's free for my bugs. But can you just fucking do more? Check for termites, kill mosquitoes, spend more time. Motherfucking time is money! And you're not going to get my fucking time for free, and that's what it is, right? Everyone knows that. I don't give a fuck how nice you are. Unless you tip me. Give me a tip. Shit. I'll stay there for another 10 minutes. Whatever. Do whatever it is they got to do, you know? But, you know, that's just not me. I always lose my fucking point. I don't even know what my point is anymore, but you get the point. Anyways, the pandy. Pandy's almost over. I feel like the pandy's over until they go to a fucking Walmart or a Walgreens and I forget my mask. I don't really forget the mask. I just say I forget it because I really don't want to fucking wear it. But I'll go into the store or something and I'll forget the mask, you know, on purpose. And people look at me crazy like, hey, it's the fucking pandy. Like, yeah, I got my vaccine, bitches. The fuck? Fuck off. I don't need to wear that fucking mouth restraint shit. And I'm going to be honest, sometimes it gets me nauseous. I'll put the fucking mask on and it's gotten to a point now where it gets me nauseous. Probably because I drank the night before or something. Or I ate something super nasty. Or maybe because the mask is absorbing the sweat. And it's just smelling sweaty. Fucking hate the mask. At first, I'm like, hey, you gotta be considerate, you know? And now I'm like, fuck it. Might as well be Republican because fuck this mask. I'm sick of wearing it. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of people, looking at me crazy just because I don't have a mask on. Fuck you. I don't need the mask. You know what I mean? If you didn't get vaccinated, then keep your mask on, you know? But don't fucking look at me crazy because I don't have a mask on. I should be looking at you crazy because you didn't get vaccinated. You know, you really think your life is so much more important than everyone else's that the government's going to chase you or the government wants to, put chips in you? They've already brainwashed you. If you're watching TV, if you're a working man, if you're somebody who buys all the fucking propaganda they put in your face, if you're buying all that bullshit and you're saying, I don't want to get the vaccine because they're trying to put a chip in me and, you know, control my mind, it's too late. It's too late. You already fucking watch TV and eat McDonald's so you get fucking diabetes, you dumbass. Fuck, does it matter now, right? Jeez. Pisses me the fuck off. Woo! Feels good to say that. Feels good to get it off my chest. Because see, at this point now, I just forgot what I was even talking about. That's what I want. To say this shit so I can move the fuck on. It's recorded. It's reported. And it's on the record, you know? Off the record? Well, I can't say what I want to say off the record. But you know what I'm trying to say. Off the record, fuck you. You know? Well, you know, anyways, besides the pandy, work's been great. Work's been great. I just don't want to work. Isn't that crazy? Like, I want the money, but I'm at that point in my life now where I'm looking at YouTube stars, TikTokers, podcasters, and I'm like, man, I wish I could just get up and just talk for money. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not that funny. But then again, some people on TikTok and YouTube aren't even that fucking creative. They're just doing something, somewhat of a gimmick, and it gets them there. Meanwhile, I'm busting my ass harder than those motherfuckers ever would. And I'm getting like a quarter, not even a quarter, maybe like a percentage of what they make in a fucking day. Ridiculous, man. I wanted to be a rapper my whole life. Yeah, I wanted to be a rapper. But, you know, I think I came to that conclusion that, yeah, maybe it's not for me. One, maybe I suck. Maybe I'm just not that attractive with my voice. You know what I mean? Like, right now, my voice is probably deterring a lot of people. But number two, it's hard to get that voice. You know, you really got to have that Travis Scott type shit. I don't know, Fetty Wap type deal. I said hello. I said everything that I know. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not straining my voice like that. I'm gonna spit some shit in the motherfucking gut, and I don't give a fuck because I got two nuts. That's the kind of shit I'd be on. But you know, it's better than that. Then again, I only did rap so I can get high and hang out with celebrities and do a lot of coke and fuck a lot of bitches. Now they got a family. I don't want that. I don't care for that. I don't need that. I don't even think about that. What I do think about is fucking money, though. That's still in my mind. I think money was on my mind way more than it was before. You know what I mean? I was like a rich bum before. You know, I was getting little chump change from little jobs, and I was just balling out with that on fucking blunts and brew. Blunts, brew, and coke, you know? Didn't even have to pay rent. None of that shit. Just my car payments, and that was it. Now it's like, holy fuck, gotta pay for a house, gotta pay for a kid, gotta pay for, you know, a wife, gotta spoil her a little bit. Who wants, you know, a wife that's just resenting life or resenting who she's with because, you know, she's not getting what she needs. The only reason she's home is so I could fucking spoil her, right? But, you know, it's a lot to think about, a lot to deal with, man. Life is just a fucking roller coaster. And just when you thought your roller coaster was getting fun, it's starting to get to, you know, a point where it's like, all right, you're almost about to get off into reality. You know, I think youth is like a roller coaster. You know, you're like, you're having fun, you're having a good time. And then you realize you got to get off the ride and then accept reality. You can't be on this roller coaster forever. You got to get off eventually, you know. Some would say getting off the ride is death. But no, getting off the ride is when you realize, oh, the fun is just kind of stopping in a way, you know? I do have fun with my kids, though. But then again, you just can't expect life to bring you that fun. You need to bring the fun out of yourself. You just can't be like, come on, do something. I'm bored. You have to bring that fucking energy. You can't just, you know what I mean? You can't just expect shit. Expect the unexpected is what I always say. I just said that today. It's my first time saying it. But you know what I'm trying to say, dude. Just fucking, like, grow a pair. Then again, easier said than done, right? Because you're working all day. You're like, fuck, I'm tired. If you're like me, you're working probably like 10 to 12 hours a day, every day. And I work almost about 6 days every other week. So it's fucking tough sometimes. You get home, you're like, ah, oh, fuck, it's Sunday. I just want to do nothing. You know, remember walking all day. I don't want to walk at all today. Can I just not walk at all today? You guys can put me in a wheelchair. Now I know why motherfuckers are in wheelchairs all day. Then again, the motherfuckers at Walmart in wheelchairs and those little fucking scooters, they're fat as fuck. So I know for a goddamn fact they never walk in their whole life. That should be for people like me that work all day and say, hey, I don't want to walk anymore because I've been walking my whole fucking week. You know what I mean? I'm tired of walking. That's all I've been doing the whole fucking week. Can I get one of those scooters? Yeah, sure. You're a working man. Fatties better start fucking walking. Well, I can't because my ankle's gonna break. Then you shouldn't be on Earth. It's gravity. Sorry. You know, I love people all shapes and sizes. But I don't want to hear that bullshit. I'm like, it's a disease. No. McDonald's is not a disease. It's just something you just couldn't get rid of. Being healthy, though, is super fucking hard. I'm dealing with not drinking. And that's hard as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy because before I had this crazy job and, you know, and I was just kicking it with the homies. Drinking was like a every weekend type of thing or every other weekend. You know, some weekends I just wanted to chill at the crib and kick it with the homies, you know, in my studio. Making bars because I was like, I can't drink and write rhymes. You know, I lose my focusness. Now that I'm not really focused about rapping and can care less about rap, you know, I'll rap for the fuck of it, but I'm not really trying to be what I want to be when I was a kid. Now I'm like, I'll do it for the fuck of it, but I'm a dad now. I got things to do, places to be, money to make. I don't got time to try to be a rapper and go to do shows and shit. You know, so, yeah, I was a smoker. I was smoking weed, you know, a lot. Even nowadays, I smoke a little weed, but not as much as before. Before, I was a motherfucking crazy pothead. Like, dabs all day, you know what I mean? Me always had challenges of globs of dabs. Who can hit this globby dab without coughing or dying or passing out? That was our challenge back then. That shit was crazy. Crazy fun, though. But nonetheless, it was, you know, it's bad. And I would, like, drink every now and then. But now it's becoming like, it got to a point where I was doing that shit every day. Because I was so fucking beat from the heat. Beat from life. And I had bills in my mind. Things in my mind. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to drink the fucking pain away. You know, smoking helps out. But drinking that at some point was just all that I wanted. Nice cold Modelo. And, you know, I just had to stop. I realized, dude, I'm like not even as, sorry, I'm not really as athletic as I used to be. I used to skateboard and do some crazy tricks. Not really. I would just ollie. That was about it. But, you know, I would be very, very, not athletic, but, you know, I'd be very active. Now I don't want to do shit. I don't want to do a goddamn thing, dude. Just drink and chill and you know, watch the kid play but not really do anything. But that's so bad. I gotta fucking work out. I gotta do something. You know, and right now I'm at that point in my life where it's time to quit drinking. You know, it's really affecting our health. And you don't think it is, but, you know, two or three years down the line, maybe four, drinking almost every day, it'll hit you. You'll realize, holy shit, I'm really affecting my health. And it's really not good for me. So, you know, my advice is don't drink if you can. Or don't drink as much, you know what I mean? Don't make it a thing. Don't binge on it. Because that shit, you know, it's easier said than done to not do it. You know, I always told myself not to do it because my dad always did it in front of me. And it was just the ugliest thing to see. Now I'm becoming what my dad used to be, and I'm drinking every other day, finding excuses to drink. Like, oh, it's been a tough day, man. You got to get a beer. You know, I got to get another beer. I got to get another beer. No, I don't need a beer, man. I got to remind myself, I don't need alcohol. Alcohol should be a thing that I that I grab when I want to celebrate with the friends. If I see friends and we want to celebrate, yeah, I'll fucking grab a beer or a drink, but I'm not going to go home expecting a fucking cold one. You know what I mean? I gotta treat my body better. Point blank. It's tough, though. It's tough, but we're going to get there. We're going to do it together, too. So if you're struggling with alcohol, drugs, just something addictive, except sex. You know, if you're an addict for sex, I can't help you. I can't. Because low-key, all I want to do is just fuck all day, every day sometimes. Sometimes I'll finish fucking my wife, you know, and then she'll look sexy, you know, again. And then I'll get a boner again. I'll be like, hey, he's up. I thought he was down for the count, but he looks like he's ready for another one. You know? And then she looks at me like, it's never enough for you. I'm like, well, it is, but isn't this, you know, doesn't this make you feel sexy? Me wanting to fuck you more because you're so fucking sexy, right? You would think it's a compliment. You would think it's a compliment to be like, hey, I want to fuck you some more. But in reality, you just look like a sex addict. So you got to go in the bathroom and try to squirt your girt. Squirt your work to squirt, whatever you call that thing. You just gotta squirt out the jizz for a little bit, get it out your system. Sometimes when I'm trying to squirt the jizz, and you know, cause you know, let's just say I just fucked my wife, she's tired, and I'm like, well, I kind of wanted to go another round. But I don't want to seem like a sex addict, so let me just go to the restroom, squirt it out. But then I'm squirting it out, and I'm like, oh, I could go for another one. Because you think of something else that's sexy. Or let's say you just think of a scenario, right? You just think of porn. If you watch porn, you automatically think of porn flashbacks. You're like, oh, that's a nice vision to jerk off to. And then you just can't stop. So if you're having sex addiction problems, I can't help you there. You know what I mean? It's a tough one. You need to go to like a anonymous sex rehabilitation center. Everything else, though, I'm with you. Let's do it together. Because it's hard. You know, it's hard. I got friends and family that are having a tough time trying to get off that shit, you know, and I got some that succeeded, but they went back to it. And it's like, man, and I used to say, what an idiot, but easier said than done, you know, to walk away from something, be clean, and then see something that is tempting and say no to it. You know what I mean? That's tough. So I feel for the addicts out there. Now, what I wanted to get to mainly was... you know, I don't know what I wanted to get to. I just wanted to ramble. Because I'm a rambler, you know. I usually have my boy Raymond on here, but he never lets me get a word in sometimes. I have to, you know, let him say shit. But anyways, the point is, you got to love your life. You got to get Anchor, okay, because it's a great way to make a podcast, and it also gives me some money. And I need money. And I don't know what to call this, but I'm just going to say, you know, everybody's got to make a dollar. And everybody's got to be safe making that dollar. One thing I really can't stand are just ignorant people. You know, I work in LA, and it's crazy to see how ignorant people can be on the fucking road. It's one of those things where, like, you know, you're young or you're just stupid. Sometimes a little bit of both. I'll see old people, you know, driving like they're fucking 20 years old. And I'll be like, what are you doing, you fucking old man? Someone should take your fucking license away. And I get mad about that shit, dude. Because it's like, you know, God forbid there was a little kid in front of you. You would have killed that kid. You would have had no reaction time to stop. You know? And I don't know. You know, in my mind, I always wished I had that power of blowing up cars in front of me. You know, like, I wish people that did stupid shit in front of me would just disappear. Or you ever seen the movie Chronicles? You know, the one where those three white the two white boys and one black kid, they go to like a meteor that crashed into the earth, and then they touch the meteor, and then they get superpowers. And then one, the emo kid, gets stronger powers, and he's more aggressive, and he's on like, he's in a car with his buddies, and then there's some guy honking at him, you know, from the rear, and they're honking at him and his friends, and it's pissing off the emo kid. And the emo kid just with his hand, you know, telepathically, or is that how you say it? With his telekinesis, he just moves his hand, and then the fucking truck flies off the road from his superpowers. And I kept thinking, I wish I could fucking do that, but worse. Like, fucking make him disappear, or make a hole that goes into hell right under them. So when they do that dumb shit, it just goes to hell. Goes to hell. Oh, you want to cut me off like a fucking dumbass savage? Goes to hell. That's what I wish I could do. But nobody could do it to me. So. But anyways, you know, it's just about peace of mind. And I think that's what this podcast is trying to create. I'm trying to create a peace of mind. I'm a big fan of Bad Friends. A big fan of Joe Rogan, Scissor Bros, the Koi Pond. I mean, there's a lot of podcasts. Mainly the Bad Friends, but it's funny because it's kind of like something you can listen to or watch and say, I'm thinking the same thing you are, buddy. And it makes me feel better because now I don't feel like an asshole for thinking these things. And this isn't even nearly as much stuff as what I usually think about. I think about way more shit, but I can't think about it right now because I'm driving. And, oh, and by the way, you could go on Anchor, record a podcast, and it could still be hands-free. You could do a hands-free podcast talking about what you want to talk about. Let it out, dude. Let it the fuck out because people do want to hear it. Maybe not. If you're a boring motherfucker, who knows? If you're boring, there might be another boring person out there who's like, hey, dude, I catch your fucking drift, bro. I'm a bored brother, too. You call it Board Bros. Or a surfboard. Huh? Huh? That's a stupid name. Anyways, anywho, I'm going to end this podcast on a positive note. I can't think of anything right now positive. But just be safe. Be yourself. And more importantly, thank you for being a dumb bitch. No. No, seriously, thank you for listening. If you're listening, really appreciate it. And tune in. And, you know, give me some ideas. Throw me some ideas. Throw me some tips and hints and comments. Whatever the fuck you want to tell me. This is just a pilot of a podcast, you know, with myself. I'll get more friends on here. I'm trying to get, you know, good people. I'm trying to find the right teammate to do this with. There's a few teammates, but and not all of them up to par. But I'll find somebody. We'll come back. We'll hit you hard. And I'm doing shows in Seattle. I'm not doing shows. I wish I was doing shows. I got to write more material. But anyways, yeah, no, thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your fucking day. And good luck to whatever the fuck you're going to do in life. All right. Peace, bitches!